Courage for the Conflict, July 12. Walking in the light brings courage. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, Ephesians 5:8. Walk in the light. To walk in the light means to resolve, to exercise thought, to exert willpower in an earnest endeavor to represent Christ in sweetness of character. It means to put away all gloom. You are not to rest satisfied simply in saying, I am a child of God. Are you beholding Jesus and by beholding becoming changed to his likeness? To walk in the light means advancement and progress in spiritual attainments. Paul declared, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but forgetting those things which are behind, constantly beholding the pattern, I reach forth unto those things which are before. To walk in the light means to walk uprightly, to walk in the way of the Lord, to walk by faith, to walk in the Spirit, to walk in the truth, to walk in love, to walk in the newness of life. It is perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What a terrible thing it is to darken the pathway of others by bringing shadow and gloom upon ourselves. Let each one take heed to himself. Charge not upon others your defections of character. Talk light, walk in the light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Gather to your souls a courage that can come only from the light of the world. When the light of heaven shines upon the human agent, his countenance will express the joy of the Lord within. It is the absence of Christ from the soul that makes people sad and of a doubtful mind. It is the want of Christ that makes the countenance sad, and the life is a pilgrimage of sighs. Rejoicing is the very keynote of the Word of God for all who receive him. Why? Because they have the light of life. Light brings gladness and joy, and that joy is expressed in the life and the character.